You're listening to SBS News.
With their alluring scents and brightly coloured packaging, e-cigarettes or vapes have become increasingly popular with young people. But their addictive nature and a lack of understanding about what's really in them continues to spark concern. Dylan uses e-cigarettes and says it's been challenging to stop.
I used to smoke cigarettes and I never had a problem stopping that. Like, it never really kind of got a grip on me that I'd have to go on patches or anything like that. If I wanted to stop, I'd just stop. But with this, I found that I'm a lot more addicted and that it's actually hard for me to stop. And I've tried a few times, but yeah, I haven't really made it past a few days. And I think these might be more addictive, probably because of the fact that it's, yeah, a lot more accessible. It tastes a lot nicer than a cigarette.
Cancer Council Australia's Director of Cancer Control Policy, Megan Varlow, says they are deliberately designed to be that way.
So they're made in a way that's attractive. They're marketed and made in flavours and designs that are interesting and engaging for younger people. They also do a really good job of connecting via peers and making sure that young people have access to an illegal product without realising that that's what they're doing.
New research suggests the vast majority of Australians are supportive of action to better regulate the usage of e-cigarettes. A joint report from Cancer Council Australia and QUIT reveals 83% of Australians want federal and state governments to crack down on retailers who are illegally selling nicotine e-cigarettes without a valid prescription. Dr. Sarah White, Director of QUIT Victoria, told SBS News most e-cigarette users are young adults aged between 18 and 24.
That worries us greatly because that 18 to 24-year-old age group is actually has very low smoking rates. So this is a group that is responding to culture. It is not a group using e-cigarettes to stop smoking. And when you see three quarters of that group saying e-cigarettes are highly addictive, we know that they're reflecting on the issues that are being experienced by other people in their age group who are vaping.
Dr. White says e-cigarettes were first introduced with the hope that they might help older adults stop smoking. Dylan says he was also of that belief initially.
I think people first saw it as like kind of like an in-between when they were trying to get off smoking cigarettes. And for that purpose, I see it as maybe a positive thing. But I think now it's become a bit more of an epidemic and I think it's just kind of becoming the exact same thing as smoking cigarettes.
Dr. White says the belief that e-cigarettes are less harmful than regular cigarettes has become a dangerous misconception.
I think we are battling the concept that a lot of people who vape think that this is harmless, some sort of harmless vapour. It's actually not. The stuff that's coming out of an e-cigarette is technically an aerosol. It's chemicals, fine particles and heavy metals under pressure. And when people vape, the people around them are inhaling what the person who's vaping is exhaling. So there is a thing as secondhand aerosol, and that is why it's really important that people don't vape around other people.
QUIT and Cancer Council Australia's joint study shows the majority of Australians also believe e-cigarettes are highly addictive. Of the 3,522 Australian adults surveyed, over 70% agreed with the statement. Khaled Al-Kawalde started vaping at the start of the Sydney COVID-19 lockdown and now uses e-cigarettes on and off.
I think over time it started to become obvious that this was like messed up. Just because like I don't really think we know what's in them. I've smoked cigarettes before, I've smoked shisha before. Like, the nicotine content in the vape seems to be ridiculous because like when you stop smoking the vape, like you actually become like a man, like insane. The cravings, the withdrawal that you get from the vapes, I've never felt with any other like nicotine product.
Last year, selling e-cigarettes containing nicotine without a valid permit or doctor's prescription became illegal.
The problem is the laws are not articulated so that they permit easy regulation. they're falling between the gaps in drugs and poisons laws and tobacco acts, mostly around Australia. So we need the Australian government to do more at the at entry into the country, and we absolutely need state and territory governments to be cracking down on enforcement at the retail level. It's just not okay that 14, 15-year-old kids can walk into a tobacconist and buy these things with complete ease, and the retailers just know that they are not going to get in trouble for doing it.
Khaled says he's amazed by just how accessible vapes are.
It's surprising to me in a country like Australia where it costs $40 to buy a pack of, like, Marlboros, right? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, that's probably a great thing, right? That you can just go to any tobacconist in Sydney, like literally any TSG in all of Sydney, most convenience stores as well, and get a vape for $30 under the counter, completely legal, doesn't know where it was manufactured, what's in it, you know, could be smoking battery acid, no one knows.
Dr. White says most people do support the regulation of e-cigarettes.
So the support for regulation of e-cigarettes was very high, 83%. And that was sort of consistent across all the different groups. And when we queried a few different ways that that might happen, people were very strongly in support of not permitting promotion and marketing through social and digital media. They were very strongly in support of not permitting advertising in and around shops. So I think that's it's very clear that people do see vaping as just another type of smoking. And I think that there's a real concern in the community about children taking e-cigarettes up.
Dylan says he hasn't seen much by way of support in getting people off of e-cigarettes.
I don't think it's run its course that much yet. I think it's still pretty early. Like, yeah, I've got friends that say they want to get off it and stuff, but it's not like there's no like campaigns for it, anything like that. Cause I think it's still very much in its infancy with it. But who knows? Maybe in like a couple of years, maybe there will be stuff about vaping, but yeah, there's absolutely nothing like that now.
Megan Barlow says there are lots of opportunities to restrict access to e-cigarettes coming into the country illegally.
We would like to see state and territory governments intensifying their compliance and enforcement so that when products are being sold illegally, they're seized and those retailers are prosecuted. And we'd like to see the federal government stepping up enforcement at the border. E-cigarettes are not made in Australia, they're all imported, and so we'd like to see the Customs Act amended so that all e-cigarettes are a prohibited import, with that clear exception for products that are coming in with a prescription.
Ms. Barlow says more needs to be done to restrict e-cigarette access, particularly to young people.
At the moment, nicotine-containing e-cigarettes are illegal unless you have a prescription, and we're supportive of that. For those people who might like to use e-cigarettes to quit smoking, getting a prescription from your doctor and being able to access that e-cigarette product is helpful. But for young people to have access where they can buy it at the corner store, anywhere really that they look, is really not helpful, and it's putting a really dangerous product into the hands of young people and addicting a new generation to nicotine.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.